There's some problems in the Panama Canal that could have implications for global maritime trade. An ongoing drought has impacted on how many ships can pass through the canal.
The 40-mile-long waterway connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, cutting across the Isthmus of Panama, a 10-hour journey. Before it opened in 1914, ships had to go around Cape Horn in South America, a voyage of up to 8,000 extra nautical miles. It's owned and administered by Panama, and ships have to pay a toll to use it. But that's only been the case since 1979, when the United States agreed to hand it over.
There are no tomorrows for the Canal Zone, only yesterdays. But those yesterdays will light our memories, assuredly, for a lifetime.
But in recent times, the canal is being increasingly affected by drought. Its deputy administrator, Ilia Espino de Marotta, says the canal is effectively a water elevator, bringing ships from one ocean up through a mountain range to the other ocean, and it relies entirely on rainwater.
Normally, we transit between 31 and 38 vessels per day. Right now, we're on purpose limiting to 32 per day average because we want to make sure that we have enough water stored for when the next dry season starts, because the rain has decreased so much and the lake is not recuperating. If we continue putting the same amount of ships as before, then we will not be able to accumulate water.
As well as limiting the number of ships going through the canal, there are also restrictions on the amount they can carry to avoid the boat sinking too low in the water. The question is, what impact will this have on the shipping companies which use the waterway?
Lars Ostergaard Nielsen works with Maersk, one of the world's biggest shipping firms.
So we certainly have been hit. There is a benefit of being a scheduled container carrier the way we and others are, which means that we can plan our transits well in advance. So to answer your question in short, we are not really being hit by number of transits, more by how much cargo we can put through the canal during each of those transits because of the lower water levels.
Yes. So as I understand it, cargo ships can only carry lighter loads through the canal at the moment. I wonder what that means for the cost of moving goods.
Yeah, so particularly on the second set of locks, so as you heard before, the canal has two sets of locks. The larger locks, there is a restriction of currently around 6 feet of water. And that basically means that we have to lighten the load by approximately 10% on the larger vessels going through the canal. And that, of course, you could say comes at a cost that we get 10% less cargo moved through the canal through its ships, which in turn then means we have to add additional ships once in a while. And of course, that comes at an operational cost to add those ships.
And do you pass those costs on to the companies paying you to move their goods?
At this point in time, no, because we operate with a large number of contracted agreements with our customers, and therefore it's a cost that we are having to bear at this point in time. I think it is fair to say that there probably is a risk with global warming that this could become more severe. I think it's important to understand that draft restrictions is as such nothing new. We have been facing this, you know, for the last 20 years, but it is becoming perhaps a little bit more severe.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.